From the Thunheim Studios in Minneapolis, Minnesota, this is The Daily Numbers with David Erickson. Welcome back. It's the Friday edition.
Friday.
Wow. Where'd that go? Pat Mylan here with David Erickson. What is the big headline in The Daily Numbers today?
Well, iPad dominance. Now, that doesn't sound like much of a headline.
Yeah, big breaking news. The iPad's dominant.
Gartner just released some numbers that show that iPad will have 73% of the tablet market this year. That's down 10% from last year, but by 2011, they'll still have more than 50% of the market.
Now, people say, oh, it's down, but the truth is there's a lot more competition.
That's right.
There's new devices have been launching.
That's right. So there have been Android tablets on the market for a while. And they're sort of, they just don't compete with iPad. I think the wrinkle in this story is Amazon. So Amazon has been anticipated to have a tablet entry this year. They have scheduled a press release for Wednesday, next Wednesday, and it's a good bet they'll announce a tablet.
So they're very late, but everybody's been waiting for it.
They are very late, and they've got direct competition from Barnes & Noble with the Nook. They've got a tablet-like device. Uh-huh. But this will be their entry. It'll be a $250 price point.
And the Kindle is not considered a tablet? It's a reader.
The Kindle's a reader. Kindle doesn't have touch screen. It's not color like the Nook. The Nook has a touch screen. It's color. Just considering all the things that Amazon has in their arsenal, they've got a store. They've perfected one-click buying. Mm-hmm. They've got a music collection. They've got streaming video, movies. They've got a bunch of content that
they can... So the Kindle only touches their original book business and really doesn't do much more than that.
Right.
Yeah. But the Kindle has phenomenal loyalty, does it not?
It does. It does. And they do dominate the e-reader market. So they've got both the e-reader market and at the price point of $250... with a tablet-like device. I think there's a big market out there that has balked at buying a $499 iPad, which ends up at $600 after taxes and accessories and stuff, but would be really willing to pay $250 for a...
There's two cuts at this that I want to ask you a little deeper. So from the business side, if I'm website mobile trying to negotiate with customers or some kind of a stakeholder, what does it mean to me that, number one, the iPad's probably going to be very dominant, at least through, you're saying, 2014,
right?
And that Amazon is probably entering the market?
Well, it's another device that you have to consider when you're looking at your online presence, your mobile presence, different size screen. So your web developers are going to have to take that into account when
this is a designer nightmare.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what's going on.
It's the browser wars all over again from the 90s.
Do we end up making different versions of mobile websites based on the device that's looking at it?
Ideally, if you've got the budget, yes.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Well, it's good for agencies.
Yeah. Well, just making sure it's navigable is the most important thing.
Yeah, I guess so. I wanted to ask you about one that I saw today. We were talking just the other day about mobile payments and what did you call it? Near field communications. Yep. We no more than had that conversation and up popped the story about Starbucks and their mobile payments program. Now, that's not near field communications, I don't think. They've just created a mobile version on your mobile device where you can pay. They moved the Starbucks card, which was a physical card, and they moved it to devices so people could pay.
So it's a loyalty app, essentially.
Yeah, it's a loyalty app, and you can store money on it.
Yep.
They got to 3 million payments within 9 weeks. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is.
That says something to me about the near-field communications that we talked about two or three days ago. That there really is pent-up demand out there to be able to pay for stuff using a device and not a old-fashioned card.
Absolutely. And when you don't have to press buttons, when you just wave something, it becomes effortless.
Well, it sounds to me like maybe they're pressing all the right buttons.
Right.
David Erickson with us again on The Daily Numbers. Pat Mylan here saying so long and farewell. Till next week. The Daily Numbers is produced by the Thunheim Agency, written by David Erickson, edited by Pat Mylan. Follow the Daily Numbers and all the Thunheim content on the web at Thunheim.com or on Twitter at Team Thunheim. This podcast is copyright protected by the Thunheim Agency, and all rights are reserved.